This is Ozarks at Large. The first day of autumn is approaching. According to the National Weather Service, we'll cross over Wednesday night at 10:22 our time. To celebrate the opening of fall, we'll spend this week hearing about great openings from different people. P.J. Hrabowski asks artists, chefs, writers, and others to pick their favorite openings. Today, we begin our great opening series with John Jetter, the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. He told PJ that a great musical opening can accomplish many things, and sometimes an opening is designed to simply blow us away.
The one piece that comes to mind where a composer actually wrote a great opening because that was the intention, I'm going to write the greatest opening, would have been Gustav Mahler's Eighth Symphony, Symphony of a Thousand.
That comes
from the period of 1906. And Gustav Mahler was primarily known as a conductor at the time and a composer second. Of course, nowadays it's completely the opposite, and he is one of our most celebrated composers. And he's coming from the Austro-German symphonic tradition. He's at the very end of it. And he wrote a lot of big symphonies.
Okay.
And each work sort of got bigger and bigger.
Yes,
and bigger and bigger. And he decided, well, I'm just gonna blow the lid off here and have the largest orchestra I've ever written for, plus multiple choirs and 8 vocal soloists.
And historically, he loved large orchestra anyway, right? So this was going to be the big one.
That's right, the big one of the big one.
And it's called Symphony of a Thousand
because it looks like there's 1,000 people on stage.
Yeah, fire codes, we don't think about that for the symphony.
That's right. And it's a terrific work. It is recorded somewhat regularly. Performances of it are rare, primarily because of the complexity of it all and the costs involved. And you have to have 8. It's like presenting an opera, basically. So we're going to hear a little bit of the opening, and it starts out with an organ and orchestra, and then you'll hear the huge choir, and it's just a dramatic opening.
Wow. I love that. I do. That's just an incredible performance. The Symphony of a Thousand by Gustav Mahler from his symphony. Well, that's his symphony number 8.
Symphony number 8. And you have this huge opening. And if we look at a different kind of great opening, what comes to mind is something a lot more sublime. Well, that was sublime, too.
Of course.
But in a very different way, a composer who is from the same general period as Anton Bruckner, and the openings of his symphonies are also terrific, but they always start from nothing, almost.
And it's funny because Bruckner and Mahler both wrote long symphonies.
Yeah. They did. And Mahler was actually a fan of Bruckner's music, so there's that influence.
Really?
But very different composers. I actually was at a concert years ago and afterwards was able to meet Leonard Bernstein, and I met him on 3 occasions. And that particular concert was they performed the Bruckner Ninth Symphony, and I asked a question something along the lines of Bruckner versus Mahler. And I was much younger, and he kind of said, why do people keep comparing the two? Well, sort of irritated, I guess, that I would
length.
Make the comparison. you silly boy. To the general ear, they come from the same tradition, big orchestra. A lot of grandiose ideas, same sort of aesthetic. But yeah, I can hear the difference. But as when we were listening to the Mahler Eighth Symphony, where it's huge, there we are. Bruckner starts in a much more sedate manner, but the first tune that you hear in the Seventh Symphony is one of the most gorgeous melodies ever, And he frequently did that. He would start with the tremolo shimmering sound in the strings and then present one of the main melodies or the main theme to a piece of music. So we're going to hear the opening of the Bruckner 7th Symphony, and it's just a terrific work.
You know, it's kind of like the opening of a movie. You know, it starts out, it builds, and you're going, okay, I think I'll stick around for the end.
Good segue. You're right, because the next piece that I was thinking of is the opening to the 1989 film Batman by Danny Elfman. Mm-hmm. And here you have this symphonic tradition that we all know about and enjoy. However, motion pictures and movie music wouldn't be the same without this tradition of Beethoven and Bruckner and Mahler, and this idea of, oh, how do I create sort of a grand opening? And a lot of film composers, that's their job. Those opening credits have got to be huge. And Danny Elfman, you can hear, has this symphonic influence, but then there's almost a pop music influence
right.
a little bit as well. And I like the Batman score because the music is kind of dark. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear a lot of, there's a lot of horns. And, of course, that's coming from these big orchestras of Mahler and Bruckner. And it's just a great style. So we're going to hear the opening to the motion picture Batman by Danny Elfman. And this is the 1989 movie. Yeah, so there are lots of great openings, and I can't end without one other great opening when you think about music that really grabs you. So we'll finish with the Swingin' Medallions, and I think this is a great opening. It captures the mood very well, and it's just a different way of getting people into the music. And this is the well-known symphonic classic, Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
John Jetter, conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony, with great openings on Ozarks at Large. I'm PJ Hrabowski. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
There is one more great musical opening John Jetter contemplated during his visit with PJ. To hear what opera John thinks has a grand beginning, You can go to today's edition of OzarksAtLarge.com. And tomorrow, another session on great openings, as PJ will talk with Chef David Lewis. This is Ozarks at Large.